Proclamation number 7726, dated the October 15th, 1960. Tiny spark of divine spirit in the heart. And my name shall be glorified before the world. For you shall recognize who reveals himself to you by the effect it is on you and within you. You shall feel it in your heart when you are being addressed by me, and then consciously praise and thank me because you recognize me. The measure of my love is boundless and will never run dry. Time and again a spring of love and strength will open and pour out over you, and many times you will be able to sense your Father's presence. It is my grace which I pour over you because you, like infants, are still weak and need my help. And if I thus reveal to you that I dwell within your midst, then stay in silent worship and hand your hearts over to me. And I will accept everyone and with loving care lead them to perfection. And you will start to live in heartfelt unison with me, for you have found your way home to the Father who is inside of you because you have prepared an abode for him. You opened the door of your heart when I knocked with a desire to enter. When you entered this earth as a human being, I came to you. I placed a tiny spark of my divine spirit into you. A tiny spark of love, which was intended to grow into a flame and unite with the fire of my eternal love again. Hence there is a small part of me myself in you when you embody yourselves as human beings on earth, which establishes a connection with me, but of which, however, you must first become conscious by looking for contact with your God and creator of your own free will, which will already exist because you have the will to be in contact with your God and creator. This tiny spark of God in you characterizes you as a divine living being if you allow it to break through. And it can break through in you if you change your nature into love. For you once changed your nature of pure love into the opposite. You adopted my adversary's nature, who is totally devoid of love, and thereby distanced yourselves from me. All the same, you are the children of my love. You came forth from my love, and I will never ever let go of you and you over to my opponent because I love you far too much. However, you would never find your way back to me again if I did not provide you with a minute spark of my divine spirit for your life on earth, because this tiny spark of spirit shall guide you towards me, it shall push you to me, it shall prevail over the body and draw the soul, your real self, close in order to unite itself with the spirit and thus also accomplish unity with me, the Father Spirit of eternity. And this spiritual spark lifts in you but keeps silent until you, through your will, set it free to communicate with you. And then I will manifest myself in you. Then you will have fulfilled your purpose of earthly life, and your life will just be a constant prayer of thanks and praise, for then your nature will have changed itself into love again. Since without love my tiny spark of spirit would not have been able to come alive. But once my spirit can make itself known in you, it proves that I am present in you myself. It proves that the child has found its way home to the Father, that it has overcome the wide gulf which kept it separate from the Father for eternities, that it is now illuminated by my strength of love as it was in the beginning. Amen.